Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tech Loft Podcast. I'm your host, Sal, and welcome to this week's edition, episode number 12 of the curated news by yours truly. So before we begin, I just want to remind everyone to please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, see if you can rate, give it a few good stars on the popular podcasting platforms. If you happen to just stumble upon this podcast, this episode, you can go to our website, thetechloft.com, or you can just find us at Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. You can find this podcast on all the popular platforms. So we got quite a bit of news to cover this week. So let's begin. As always, I'm going to start off with PlayStation. So let's we're going to open up with the PlayStation Classic. Yes, it's still in the news, and it's still getting beat up. I do. I am the owner of a PlayStation Classic. I managed to find one for $60. I'm not sure if I've mentioned that in past episodes, but while I did originally buy it, I brought it back because $130 here in Canada was just way too much. It wasn't worth it. But then when I seen it for $60, I said, you know what? I'm willing to pick that up. And lo and behold, it's been hacked, and it's the hacking tools have improved, and it makes it really easy to add games to there. But you know, you're not supposed to say that. It's just for educational purposes only. But let's move on with this PlayStation Classic news. So apparently they are giving away PlayStation Classics. So I haven't seen this, but I'm reading here that the console has been found for $30 in some areas, and that's $30 Canadian dollars is what I'm reading here. So I'd like to know where that was, because that's way better than what I got it for. So apparently you can find it for $30 through numerous stores and through promotions. But it doesn't end there. We have a mobile provider called EE, and they're giving away PlayStation Classics if you sign up on a contract with their SIM cards. So that's pretty interesting. And also in Kuwait, if you happen to be there, if you buy a PlayStation 4, you get your choice of an extra DualShock 4 controller, or can you guess, a PlayStation Classic for free. Yeah, so you get the choice. Probably most people will go for the DualShock controller because you're better off with a second controller than a classic mini console that you may not play, or maybe you never know. Maybe you just want to get your hands on it so you can mess around with it. But that is what's going on with the PlayStation Classic still lurking around. Also, news, more of a rumor regarding the PlayStation 5, that it may be able to play older games. It may have that compatibility. So while Sony has missed the mark so far with backwards compatibility on the PlayStation 4, a new patent filed by Sony has rumors swirling that compatibility with retro games could come by way of emulation on the PlayStation 5. Well, that's the only way that you can get backwards compatibility. It's through emulation. But the problem is trying to get the software to work with the specific custom architecture of, for example, the PlayStation 3. So the new patent filed by Sony could suggest that the PlayStation 5 will offer backwards compatibility with all PlayStation consoles, a feature that would no doubt delight PlayStation fans. I would absolutely love it. I have games going back as far as the PlayStation 2. My PlayStation 1 and my PlayStation 1 games, they're gone. They were sold maybe around 2012, I think. I didn't have much, but that console was in excellent condition, and I sold it on eBay. Supposedly, the patent is designed by PlayStation 4 lead architect Mark Cerny and would theoretically allow the PlayStation 5 to run software from legacy devices, that is, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2, and the venerable PS1. This feat would be facilitated by tricking the legacy software into believing it's running on the original device, a process the patent details as processor ID spoofing. This would mimic the behavior of older hardware to allow legacy software to cooperate with newer hardware. And here where it gets into the architecture, the PlayStation 3 architecture is known to be particularly tricky to work with, which is likely why Sony has stalled with backwards compatibility. So there's nothing specific regarding all this stuff, but you know, it certainly is exciting. The PlayStation 5 is something that I would probably will get, not right away, but it's for sure. I just can't stop. I just love it. I just keep getting all the newer PlayStations. I play them. I play them when I can, and PlayStation 5 will end up somewhere in my family room. Now, if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, we got some fantastic news just a few days ago regarding online storage. So if you're constantly running out of storage space for your saved files, it's your lucky day. Sony's PlayStation Plus storage expansion is now live, giving all PlayStation Plus members 100 gigabytes of cloud storage. That's 10 times the previous allowance PS Plus members received as part of their subscription. Now, the expansion comes as Sony removes free PS3 and PS Vita games from its monthly game selection, focusing on PS4 games only for the very near future, at least. So this is fantastic. So this might tell us that, you know, for PS5 games, maybe game saves are going to be a little bit more bigger, so we're going to need a little bit more space to handle that. Now, I only wish Apple would expand their online storage. You know, when you sign up for an Apple account, you get 5 gigabytes for free. Well, that's so outdated. That's like, what, 10 years old now? At the very least. I mean, they need to give us a little bit more. Like, come on, guys. But anyways, this is Sony news. Let's keep going with Sony. So another key part of that article was that free games are being removed for the PS3 and PS Vita. That's something that I was going to get to next, but no more free games for PS3 and PS Vita, so that kind of sucks. But, you know, for PS Vita people, you can always hack your little console and enjoy free games, all free games. Now, this is going to bring us into my last PlayStation update, is the free games for February 2019. Now, PS3 and PS Vita are still included with the February's giveaway, but this is it. This is the last month that the PlayStation 3 titles and PS Vita titles will be on the list. So let's start off with PS Vita games. We've got Gunhouse, we've got Rogue Aces, and Dive Kick. On the PlayStation 3 console, we've got Dive Kick, which is a cross-buy. So once you get it once, you get it for all the other consoles available. And Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots. That is something I'm going to get my hands on. I definitely want to grab that. And finally, for the PlayStation 4 games, we've got For Honor, Hitman Season 1, Gunhouse, another cross-buy, which is available on the PS Vita, and Rogue Aces, which is a PS Vita giveaway as well. And, you know, they're kind of like cheating us a bit here, because even, you know what I mean? Like, you get the PS4 version, but it also, they're including it as a free giveaway on the Vita as well. They shouldn't. They should have put it with a different title that's only on the PS Vita and not a cross-buy as they have there. These games will be available until March 5th, when the March lineup of PlayStation Plus games will be made available for download. Okay, so switching gears to the Xbox news, I don't have much regarding Xbox for this week, but we have I have found an article that says Microsoft preparing to bring Xbox Live to iOS, Android, and Nintendo Switch. So what they're looking at doing is with Xbox Live, cross-platform play will allow developers to integrate friends, friend lists, multiplayer functionality, and achievements into existing mobile games. So to expand on that, some iOS and Android games already have Xbox Live achievements, but they're only enabled in titles from Microsoft Studios, and there's not many of them available right now. Microsoft describes this new push as much bigger, and they say that Xbox is expanding from 400 million gaming devices and a reach to over 68 million active players to over 2 billion devices with the release of our new cross-platform XDK, they say. So combined with Microsoft's Xbox Game Pass, the company's trying to create a Netflix for video games with a subscription that gives you access to games no matter where you intend them, where you intend to play them. If Microsoft can convince developers to allow it to handle the social and multiplayer aspects of games, then its subscription game service will look a lot more promising to gamers on rival consoles and mobile devices. We should learn more about Microsoft plans at the Game Developers Conference when it starts next month on March 18th. Moving on, we've got free games with gold for the Xbox Live members. They too obviously get their free games just like PlayStation Plus members. So what we have here for the month of February is we have Bloodstained, Curse of the Moon, available on Xbox One. Super Bomberman R for the Xbox One is also, that's going to be released for free on February 16th. We have WRC6, an Xbox One title, that is currently available for free until February 15th, so get your hands on that as well. Also, from February 1st till the 15th, we have Assassin's Creed Rogue. This is a title available on Xbox One and Xbox 360. Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, another title that's on the Xbox One and Xbox 360, is available from the from February 16th till the 28th. And there you have it. Those are your free games for the month of February if you're an Xbox Live subscriber. Okay, so let's talk about Nintendo. So let's open up with the free NES games that are coming to the Nintendo Switch, our favorite one of our favorite consoles here. So on Tuesday, Nintendo announced that Kirby's Adventure, I love playing that game. I haven't finished it, but I think I got halfway through it. And Super Mario Bros. 2 will be the next games to be added to the Nintendo Entertainment System Nintendo Switch Online Collection. So that's going to be released on February 13th. Now, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but Super Mario Bros. 2 that was released here in North America wasn't really a Super Mario game. It was originally called Doki Doki Dreamland or something like that along those lines. And what Nintendo of Japan said is they actually had a Super Mario Bros. 2 game, but they felt it was too difficult for a North American audience. So what they did is they took Doki Doki and rebranded it to Super Mario Bros. So that's not even a true sequel. And I just have that little bitterness inside me because I find it insulting, really, that they did a little switch like that, thinking that the original Super Mario Bros. 2 was too difficult, too challenging for us. But there you have it, two Nintendo Entertainment System titles coming to the online Switch store for your enjoyment. Now, there's also a Nintendo movie, Mario movie, and they've expected to hit theaters around 2022. So Nintendo is partnering with Illumination Entertainment. This is the company behind Despicable Me and Minions, to produce an animated film based on the Super Mario series. The project was formally announced last January 2019, following a report by the Wall Street Journal, and now Nintendo has revealed when it's expected to hit theaters. So Not sure. Not much other details about it, but looks like they're working on something. Now, this isn't the first feature film to be based on the Mario series. I do recall the Super Mario Brothers movie, a live-action movie released in 1993. And I think they said that they were very critical on it, and it was a commercial failure. Bob Hoskins, the late actor who portrayed Mario in the film, called it the worst movie he's ever been a part of. Oh my God, Nintendo likely wary for another flop said it may abandon the animated film if it isn't interesting enough. Well, let's hope they have some success at that. But I do clearly remember that Super Mario Brothers movie because they even debuted Super Mario Brothers 3, which is probably just a promotion piece for the game, if anything. Now, let's talk about the mobile space here. So, although Nintendo recently announced Mario Kart Tour's release would be delayed until the summer of 2019, it looks like the Japanese gaming giant will fill that void with a mobile take on the Dr. Mario franchise called Dr. Mario World. So, little is known about the game so far, but all we have is a brief description from a press release that says it's a an action puzzle game. We also know Dr. Mario World is set to be released early this summer on Android and iOS, and as you may already have guessed, the game will also be free to play. Well, I'm glad. Hopefully, you don't have to start paying in game just to get the other levels. The first entry in the long-running action puzzle franchise was released back in 1990 for the NES. Popular game. I personally loved it. My wife even loved one of her favorite games on that console, and it has also been released on a variety of platforms, including the Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, and Super Nintendo. No, I don't think I've played it on the Super Nintendo. I'm going to have to look for that title now. But there you have it. We're going to get Super Mario World, and then we'll get Super Mario Kart, which is the kart game is what I'm really looking forward to. And finally, in Nintendo news, Final Fantasy VII is going to be coming to the Nintendo Switch. So Nintendo has indicated that we may not have to wait long before the beloved RPG Final Fantasy VII is available on the Switch. Final Fantasy developer and publisher Square Enix originally revealed its intention to bring the game to the Switch in September 2018 when it was announced for the platform alongside Final Fantasy 9, 10, 10-2 Remaster, and Final Fantasy 12 The Zodiac Age. However, they only gave a vague 2019 release window. While coming soon doesn't exactly tell us a specific release date, at least we know we won't be waiting until the end of the year for it. So, Final Fantasy VII fans out there, and you're on the Switch, looks like you're going to get a nice little treat. Now, Final Fantasy VII is a game I haven't played it. I do intend to give it a spin because I've heard nothing but good things, and people, after all these years, are still playing this game. So there's some really old classic titles that I still got to get playing on. Now, moving on from video games, I've got a couple articles here that I found, wanted to share with you. So, we've got a judge ordering a cheat programmer $150,000. They have to pay $150,000 in damages and attorney fees. So, a federal court, this is in the United States, has filed a default judgment against Johnny Perez, the maker of Grand Theft Auto Online cheat program Elusive, in a copyright infringement suit. So Southern District of New York Judge Kevin Castle has ordered Perez to pay the statutory maximum of $150,000 plus attorney fees after Perez declined to answer the charges in court. So, Elusive is one of a number of mod menus that let Grand Theft Auto Online players take practically full control of the multiplayer game environment, including granting the ability to generate infinite amounts of in-game currency. In turn, undermines Take-Two's pricing and sales of legitimate virtual currency. So he got a big slap on the hand and has to pay that fine for. So if anything, see that cheaters never win. Don't cheat on your online games. So Elusive was sold for anywhere between $10 to $30 for months before it was forced offline last February after what Perez called discussions with Take-Two Interactive. They probably just said, hey, buddy, we're coming after you. And by the time he took it offline, it was way too late. They've taken him to court. And the next article is quite interesting for mobile users. So Apple is reporting that there are some apps that are recording your screen. So not your camera, but just what you see on your screen. And what we have here, it's an app developed by Glassbox. And Glassbox claims that its session replay service is used to improve users' experience. Users' data may be put at risk during screen recordings. Now, we've got quite a number of people here, companies that have used this this technology: Expedia, Hotels.com, Abercrombie and Finch, and here's a big one here. Living in Canada, Air Canada. Air Canada has been identified as a client of Glassbox. So this is you know, big news. So what Apple is also doing is they're threatening to yank these iOS apps out of their store. And they told them that they have less than 24 hours to remove the code or they will get pulled. So good on Apple for stomping that out, but you know, privacy breaches like this, they're nothing compared to the bigger picture that's most likely going on in the background. But that's your tech news for this week. We've gone over 20 minutes, a lot of information. Hopefully you found something useful. Again, please subscribe to the channel. If you find where we're listed, where you're subscribing from, rate the podcast, give us some good ratings. You can tweet us at the Tech Loft. Give us some suggestions, some questions. Maybe you have some answers. But we'll see you next time. And thanks for listening, folks. Ciao for now.